The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. It's again time for The Piano Matters. It's an hour of great piano music. I'm your host, David Dubal, listening with you. And there's much to savor, even something probably to swoon over. Well, we'll hear Weber, Prokofiev, Gershwin, Brahms, Chopin. How can we go wrong? Let us now praise famous men. You know that's from the Bible. And it goes like this afterward. Such as found out musical tunes and recited verses in writing. Rich men, furnished with ability, living peaceably in their habitation. It's from Ecclesiastes. Let's open the program with a nearly forgotten master pianist, Noel Mouton-Wood, a real wonderful artist who unfortunately killed himself at age 31. Oh my goodness. It was 1953, and we hear an almost forgotten performance as well. Noel Mouton-Wood in the seldom played Tarantella in A-flat, Opus 43 by Chopin. That was Noel Mouton-Wood in Chopin's uncharacteristic Tarantella Opus 43. What did you think of that playing? He died in 1953 by his own hand over a romantic effusion. And he was born in Australia, but he was living in London. George Bernard Shaw. What a treasure trove of sayings. Here's one. There are couples who dislike one another furiously for several hours at a time. There are couples who dislike one another permanently. And there are couples who never dislike one another. But these last people are incapable of disliking anybody. As you know, I like Mendelssohn, and I also like Weber. There would probably be no Mendelssohn without Weber. He was absolutely inspired by him. In fact, Weber was indeed one of the great transitional composers into Romanticism, and as Ravel said, he opened up every tributary of Romanticism. He died at only 40 in London when he was premiering his own opera, Oberon, where he learned English himself to make certain that the libretto was perfect. He died at age 40, as I said, of the dreaded TB. We're going to listen to the last section of the Presto Giocoso from his one celebrated Concertstück. It has more or less dwindled from the repertoire, but it was a war horse of Liszt, of Moshe Liszt, of Gottschalk. Everyone had to play it. In this performance of the last section of this 20-minute work, we hear the BRTN Philharmonic of Brussels, conducted by an Alexander Rebari. And the soloist is Dana Proto-Papescu. Thank you. It was Dana Protopapescu, the happy soloist, let's call him, with Alexander Ribari conducting. This is The Piano Matter, and I hope you're enjoying the show so far. Earl Wilde is again on board. He left so many recordings. And we have a transcription of his own, Earl Wilde's transcription of Rachmaninoff's song, Midsummer Nights. Earl Wilde made transcriptions of probably a dozen of Rachmaninoff's 95 songs. It's a part of the Rachmaninoff repertory that's really unknown, and they are among the most beautiful things he composed. Well, you heard, in the hands of Earl Wilde, his own transcription of the song Summer Night. And if you want the actual opus number of Rachmaninoff in the set of songs, it's opus 14, number 2. I was recently dipping into the late Earl Wilde's memoir. It's huge, called A Walk on the Wild Side. Good title. On every page, he has something of interest about his immense lifespan or something about some other pianist or his likes and dislikes. He certainly had opinions. I think you would enjoy this book if you love Earl Wilde, and it's no less than 870 pages. And if you want to read it, I don't think you can get it at bookstores. I don't know where to get it, but it's available through the Ivory Classics Foundation. We move on to Julius Katchen, a great American composer born in Long Beach, New Jersey. He died in Paris, where he was living, at age 43. And he's playing for us the American composer Ned Roram, and a good friend of Roram's, the overture from his second piano sonata. Mr. Roram is now over 90, probably 92 even. Thank you. That was the opening movement overture, Ned Roram's Piano Sonata No. 2, impeccably, by the way, played by Julius Katchen, a great player who I don't want to be forgotten. Bertrand Russell says, "Mathematics, rightly viewed, possesses not only truth, but supreme beauty, a beauty cold and austere like that of sculpture." Onward we go, up, up, and away in the Piano Matters. I'm David Dubal. Let's hear from Prokofiev's four-movement gigantic sixth sonata, which Prokofiev himself premiered on Moscow radio in 1939, and it's been one of the most performed of Russian sonatas. We listen to Evgeny Kissin in the second movement, marked Allegretto.
Thank you.
It was Evgeny Kissin in the second movement of Prokofiev's sixth sonata called A War Sonata. And it formed part of his debut, by the way, at Carnegie Hall. And that's the performance we heard. I like this one. A Mr. Taylor says, a bore is a man who, when you ask him how you are, he tells you. Yes, for all of you Brahmsians, I know you want to hear the scherzo movement of the Brahms Second Concerto, and believe it or not, I've read your mind. Brahms was ironic about this incredible movement in D minor, calling it a tiny, tiny wisp of a scherzo. This is no wisp. I'm looking forward to having you hear a rare old recording by two of the most eminent musicians of the 20th century, or at least the first half, the pianist Edwin Fischer and the Berlin Philharmonic conducted by Wilhelm Furtwängler.
Thank you.
What a mighty movement it is, the second movement of the Brahms Second Concerto, which was given its premiere by Brahms himself. Imagine being there. At age 21, the precocious Scriabin completed his magnificent set of 12 etudes. The longest one, number 9, in G-sharp minor. It's not played often. It's incredibly difficult, especially the left hand. Listen to it. Scriabin called it Alla Ballata, the only of his etudes that he gave a subtitle to. The pianist is a young man called Stephen Beus, B-E-U-S. The 9th etude from the Opus 8 set by Scriabin, which he labeled Alla Ballata. And it was played very well, I thought, by Stephen Beus. I'm delighted to be with you listening to the Piano Matters. The piano was born, as you know, in 1710. Who was alive then? Was Voltaire alive? No, he was. Yes, he was. And I think so. Certainly the Sun King was still alive, getting old, Louis XIV. And it was the beginning of the Great Enlightenment, 18th century. Well, the piano is still going strong. It's one of the few inventions that has survived 300 years, and it has an enduring glamour to it as well. And the mastery of it takes a long time to make it play for you well. But keep at it, because if you work at it, it'll be one of the few things that always gets better. I've read all of the underrated novels by the late Nathaniel West, and they're all quite short. This is a quote from his novel, Miss Lonely Hearts. Oh, and it's a desolate novel in so many ways. He says, "When they ask for bread, don't give them crackers, as does the church. And don't, like the state, tell them to eat cake. Explain that man cannot live by bread alone, and give them stones." You didn't expect that, did you? Although the pianist Moritz Rosenthal was born as far back as 1860, the year of Paderewski, he didn't record until he was past 60. We hear the great virtuoso from a 1932 performance of the C major etude of Chopin, Opus 10, Number 1. It's so difficult to play through this without missing a note. And that was the old lion at 72, Moritz Rosenthal, in a grueling 2 minutes, Opus 10, Number 1, Etude of Frédéric Chopin. And Chopin knew when he composed this, he wrote to his friend Titus saying, "I have just composed an etude in my manner, and I think it will revolutionize piano playing." I beseech you to remember to listen to The Piano Matters every week, same time, same station. Of course, I want each and every person on this desperate planet to stop all the nonsense. Sit down, be cool, and listen to great piano playing in The Piano Matters. The beloved George Gershwin lived only till 39. But he packed several lifetimes into those years, that's for sure. He took his song, I Got Rhythm, and made a wonderful set of variations which sparkle like a diamond. And who better to play them for us Oscar Levant, his great friend. And the orchestra is also a great Gershwinian and a great composer himself. And who should be played often? It's Morton Gould conducting.
Thank you.
Morton Gould conducted, as the record says, his own orchestra in the Variations on I Got Rhythm by Gershwin, and nobody could play them better, probably, than Oscar Levant. Do you remember him? He should not be forgotten either. Radio personality, wit, author of wonderfully funny books, friend of Gershwin, a composer who studied with Schoenberg. Oscar Levant was something else, and he was also very neurotic. Don't miss an episode, I beseech you, of The Piano Matters, because you matter to me, and I need you. I'm doing it for you, this programming. Sometimes it's very hard to find a record that I want. And here is something from James Thurber's Memoirs of a Drudge. There is, of course, a certain amount of drudgery in newspaper work, just as there is in teaching classes, tunneling into a bank, or being president of the United States. I suppose that even the most pleasurable of imaginable occupations, that of batting baseballs through the windows of the RCA building, would pall a little as the days ran on. This is David Dubal. Thank you for listening. The Piano Matters is a production of the Classical Network and is recorded at the offices and studios of the Young People's Chorus of New York City, founder and artistic director Francisco J. Nunez. The producer is Rachel Katz. For a complete playlist, go to wwfm.org and click on Playlist. The Piano Matters is made possible by the support of the listener members of the Classical Network. Become a member at wwfm.org.